second audio boo of the morning. Oh, picks his nose. Sorry, trying to pick my nose dry at the same time and not kill myself. It's a very hard combination to do. So, on the road again, which is not easy, and it isn't. It's trying to get across to Karen and Libby that, okay, upheaval is not a good thing. Change is not a good thing, but we're in a world that constantly changes. Especially the 10-year-old who's feeling vulnerable, feeling a bit lost, and she's lashing out at us, which is it's a bit of a catch-22 situation because she's feeling lost, she's feeling vulnerable, she's lashing out at us, the people who actually love her, and she's being a pain in the ass, she really is. She's being horrible to her mother, horrible to me. I'm in a bit of a catch-22 situation because I'm nothing really to her. I'm not married to Karen, so I'm not her stepdad. I'm just the fiancé, and I don't have any rights to say anything, basically, even though everything that happens affects us all. It's a very odd situation. Libby is horrible to her mother, which then her mother reacts to me, and then we argue, and then it just goes round in a circle over and over and over again, and it's just becoming very, very tiring for us all. I can't sort of like get into Libby's head that if she was nice and if she helped around the house, things would be much easier. But no, she doesn't seem to see that. She sees, if I'm horrible to them, screaming and shouting at each other, they'll split up, I'll go and live back in Derbyshire. Things will be the way I was. Things will never be the way they were. Try telling that to a 10-year-old who misses her little friends and just thinks that everything can go back to how it was. No, her father, Philip Wildboar, was a cunt, and he always has been a cunt to Karen. And it would be so easy. Life would be so much easier for everyone involved if he would actually support and just help us co-parent. But it's a case of he'll never do that. He'll never sort of like come down, if I do that, life would be easier for a little 10-year-old. No, won't do it that way, because he's just full of bitterness towards us, and he'll just quite happily make things harder. That's the thing, just make things a little bit harder. When she came back yesterday, it was all about, I want to go and live with my daddy. I want to live with daddy, because I hate it here. And try and explain to the 10-year-old that it's not that simple. Daddy made it a fucking nightmare for us to move. So if she actually went to live with her father, he would go to court, and he would get a court order saying that Karen is not the primary carer anymore. And then he would basically hold us the ransom every time we wanted to see Libby. So, but she can't see that. She's 10. She doesn't understand that he's a twat. But we do. And Jesus, it's hard work at times. It really is. And this is 10. This is her at 10. What is she going to be like in her teens? Jesus. And it really does my head in. It is so beyond belief. Because, one, I've got no say in this. It's like yesterday Karen was like, okay, fine, you can go live with your dad. And I was like, Karen, you're not understanding the consequences, which are, he'll be a cunt, and you will not see your daughter, and then he will make you feel bad about every aspect of what you're saying and doing. And she will make you feel bad, because in 6 months' time she will twig that it's a shit place to live, and her dad's a dick. But that's the thing. And then Karen and I will split up, and we'll go our separate ways, and the family unit, which I actually